rest of the story. Ted was a frail, asthmatic young man, considered odd by his college classmates, but he had the soul of a romantic poet. Alice Lee was the daughter of a wealthy Boston banker. When Ted met Alice, the very moment he met her, he instantly fell in love, and he never fell out. We'd not know terribly much about their relationship except for the love letters which survived them. Ted was a real marshmallow, particularly when it came to Alice. He called her his pretty pink baby. From the first, he was obsessed. When no other transportation was available, he'd walk to visit her home 6 miles away. Quite often, he could not sleep for thinking about her, so he would roam the nearby forest all night. Alice was unimpressed in the beginning. Her earliest notes to Ted were accordingly cool. Such correspondence sent the young man tumbling into depression until at last Alice returned his love. And after a joyous 15-month courtship, the two became one. 39 love letters remain as an eloquent testimony to their mutual devotion. 23 written by Ted and 16 by Alice. For examples, one time when they were apart, sentimental Ted wrote, quote, "Sweetest little wife, I think all the time of my little laughing, teasing beauty and how pretty she is and how she goes to sleep in my arms and I could almost cry. I love you so." On another occasion, quote, "My little sweet pure queen, I have had no one to jog my arm and make me blot the paper while I was writing. It always made me feel rather bad-tempered, but I loved it all the same." End quote. Once in a while, romantic Ted would get discouraged, and in writing Alice would counter, "You must never think it would have been better for me if we had never met. I should die without you, and there's not another man I ever could have loved in this world." Ted was away on business when Alice wrote, quote, "I'm feeling well tonight, but I'm very much worried about your little mother. Her fever's still very high, and the doctor's rather afraid of typhoid." But the following day, Ted received the happy telegram relating to the birth of his daughter, and shortly thereafter, another telegram. That one said that his mother had passed away, and also of kidney failure following childbirth, his Alice had passed away. Wife and mother, dead within hours of each other on St. Valentine's Day. 4 years to the day from his formal engagement to Alice. Ted's sweetheart, who by her own admission would die without him, died without him. From that cold winter and forever after, Ted could not even bear to hear Alice's name. In fact, it was thought that he, grief-stricken, had destroyed their love letters until this recent discovery, which has reacquainted the world with their love, and newly introduced a man you never knew. History most often views Ted figuratively as carrying a big stick. You may just now, for the first time, have heard him speak softly. Not the big game hunter, not the fighter, but the lover. Not the rough riding, but the romantic Teddy Roosevelt. Well, now you know the rest of the story.